KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Justice League is a wilted superhero salad from the DC cinematic universe. The movie's best line belongs to Bruce Wayne, a.k.a. Batman. "What are your superpowers again?" the Flash asks him. "I'm rich," Bruce replies. Vast riches have been heaped on this production to benumbing effect. Civilization is on the skids. But the battle to save the world is more generic than Titanic. The villain is a bloodless boar with a boombox roar, and the screen is cluttered with such underdeveloped overachievers as Batman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Cyborg, and The Flash. Only The Flash, played by Ezra Miller, conveys a sense of occasional fun. "I've never done battle," The Flash says in a moment of candor. "I've just pushed people and run away." It's no secret that Justice League did battle with itself on its way to the multiplexes. Its two predecessors from DC, Batman vs. Superman and Suicide Squad, pulled off the remarkable trick of being both dislikable and profitable. Then Justice League was perceived to be dangerously dark and in urgent need of brightening. This process was undertaken not with dental strips, but with rewrites, reshoots, and changes of personnel. The result is an uneasy mixture of convincing depression and ersatz elation. "The good guys lost," the Leonard Cohen lyric informs us. That's mainly because of the loss of Superman, whose apparent death took place in the climax of Batman vs. Superman. Black crepe with Superman's emblem hangs from Notre Dame Cathedral and the Tower Bridge. Cops can't cope with a crime wave. Smiles seem to have been banished. Heroics seem to have been canceled. And the vile Steppenwolf intends to put an end to civilization. That's when Ben Affleck's Batman and Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman start recruiting their super troops. This new film is a crowd pleaser only if you're part of a comics-obsessed crowd. In a fascinating way, though, Justice League amounts to a tutorial in acting and directing. It's the contrast between Gal Gadot's performance here and in last summer's Wonder Woman. How can it be that the same gifted and graceful performer was so terrific in the earlier film and so bland in this one, except as a physical force? The answer is that in Wonder Woman she was blessed with a director, Patty Jenkins, and a writer, Alan Heinberg, who were open to the notion of buoyancy, to the grace notes, contradictions, and firefly flashes of feeling that create a compelling character, a vibrant scene. Movies like Justice League are in the business of marketing moods, in this case bleakness and fear, followed by fake hope. Directors and producers who make movies like Justice League use their actors to do one thing at a time, sell one emotion per close-up, lest too much complexity confuse the plot. The wonder is they've gotten away with it for so long. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.